The game against Italy, where a team that really should not be within 15, 20 points of this team in terms of talent, was ahead by 11 points at the half earlier this week. Rick, tell us about that game.
They played the right style. They played the style that Slovenia could have given us some competition if they had stuck with it. They slowed it down. They took care of the ball. Ultimately, the only reason that the game got away from them is when Carmelo Anthony got extremely hot. And the Italians, this is the interesting part for me, is we have been a contributing factor, a big contributing factor, as to why the rest of the world plays basketball well enough to beat us now. And that's because our coaches and our players have been liberally going elsewhere and holding clinics and working with players, and they also get to see every NBA game on TV now, wherever they might live. And so they've watched our game, and they've studied it, and they've improved their own. But we've also exported some of our bad habits. And the teams that we've beaten in Slovenia and Italy succumbed to the same thing. Italy in the second half started taking quick shots. They started, it became a mano a mano. Oh, you know what, you're LeBron James, let me show you. I got a little move, too. And guys were jacking bad shots, but by and large, they handled our pressure. They moved the ball, and you could see early on, even when Italy wasn't hitting shots, they were making us play defense the full 24 seconds, then getting an offensive rebound, making us play another 24 seconds of defense. And even if there wasn't a shot that went in, our guys were worn down mentally, if not physically, from having to do that. And if we face a team that can knock down shots, that can play a decent zone, that's going to make us live and die by our perimeter shooting and our ball movement, we're going to get beat, because they are used to that mental challenge of the ball moving a lot, everybody sharing it, everybody shooting it. And that is one of the weaknesses, one of the other weaknesses that I see with this Team USA, is that as much as we've improved, with our big men, Dwight Howard or Elton Brand, we're always going to have at least one guy on the floor who's not a great scorer. And by and large, when you look at the international teams, they put five guys out there that if you give them an open jump shot, they will knock it down.